Okay, Rabbi Isai, good morning. Sunday morning, Yom Aleph, the Parshas. Boy, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Good morning to all. Let's discuss a very fascinating, I found it quite fascinating, this question. And it's another piece in a discussion of Kibud Av V'Em, which we began last week. And as we mentioned, that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and Meira Av V'Em, albeit that they are two distinct mitzvahs in the Torah, two different psukim, at the same time in Shulchan Aruch and in Shas, they're intertwined very much. It's back and forth, and the line is actually quite blurred when it comes to some halachas, if it falls under the category of Kibud or Meira. And the discussion we're going to have today is really, I believe, the mitzvah of Meira, but you'll see back and forth the way the Rishayim and Acharim, the way they express it. They use the word Kavod, they use the word Meira, sort of using it interchangeably. I don't know if it's deliberate, if they mean specifically Kibud when they say Kibud, but let's see about this specific angle, which we all know about, that a person may not call their parent by the parent's name, right? So let's discuss a little bit this week some of the interesting aspects of this halacha. The Gemara is on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis in Kedushin, and it's actually right before the Gemara that we saw last week. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan, a small braisa. The braisa says as follows: Chacham Mishana Shem Aviv V'Shem Rabbi. The Chacham who is saying the Shir, right? So very often, let's say the Chacham wants to say a Shir, he wants to say a Chiddush. Who is he saying a Chiddush from? From his Rebbe, or from his father, who was a Chacham as he is. Turguman Eina Mishana. So only the Chacham has to go ahead and say that he can't say his father's name. When he quotes his father in the Shir, he shouldn't mention his father by name. Rather, he should be Mishana. Doesn't say what he should say, but he should be Mishana. The Turguman, we know that in the times of Chazal, everyone, beside by Kriyas HaTorah, and even by a Shir, there was someone who basically projected the words of the Chacham himself, and he would be Mashmiel Rabim the entire Shir. Eina Mishana. Loi Shem Aviv, v'loi Shem Rabbi. So the Gemara says, one second here. Avu Adaman. It sounds like for a moment that who are we talking about? Ilema Avu Adamiturgaman. It seems that only the Chacham himself is Mishana when he wants to quote something in his own father's name. What about when the Miturgaman is quoting his own father? Again, the Miturgaman, let's say the Magid Shir is saying over a Chiddush in the name of the father of the Miturgaman. So the Miturgaman, the Gemara is saying, it seems to say that the Miturgaman should not be Mishana. Ilim, is that possible? Ilim avur the Miturgaman, atu Turgaman lav bar chiyuvahu. Obviously, that's not what the Gemara means. Certainly, the Miturgaman has the same obligation of Meir Ava'im as the father does. And therefore, as the Chacham does. So if the Chacham is saying over halacha from his Rebbe or his father, then the Chacham does not say his father's name. He says something different. If the Chacham is saying over something in the name of the Miturgaman's father, then the Chacham could say what he wants. He can say the name outright, and the Miturgaman would have to change. Rather, what did the Gemara mean in this Braisa? Ela Amar Rava, this is the halacha that the Braisa meant to say. Shem Aviv, Shem Shel Chacham, V'Shem Rabbi, Shel Chacham. The case of the Braisa, which said that the Chacham is Mishana and the Turgaman is not Mishana, is because we're referring to a case where the Magid Shir, the Rebbe, was saying over halacha in the name of his own father, of his own Rebbe. Therefore, when he says it to the Miturgaman, he does not say his father's name. When the Miturgaman says it over, then he can say the name. It's not the Miturgaman's father, it's not the Miturgaman's Rebbe, so he has permission to quote it by name. And the Gemara brings a raya from a story that happened. Ki ha de Mar Baravashi. Mar Baravashi, so his father was Ravashi. Ki have a darish bepirko when he would dashin in the Beis Medrash, Iu Omar Abba Mari, he would say, Abba Mari said as follows. He wouldn't even say his father's name at all. He would just say Abba Mari, and that was it. Whereas we would call it, in our times, Avi Mari, right? This is just in Aramaic, but in Lashon HaKadosh, that means Avi Mari. And that was it. V'amari Omar, and when the Miturgaman Amari would repeat what Mar Bar Vashi had said, he didn't say Avi Mari or Mari. All he said was Omer Hachi, Omer Ravashi. He would quote Ravashi with his name because he wasn't his father. He wasn't his Rebbe, at least directly. So therefore, he would say Ravashi. So again, the person who is the Talmud, the person who is the child, just says Avi Meiri, and the Meturgamon, who is not the child, he quotes the person by name. And the Rambam we see over here on the next page, which is in Perek Vav from Hilchas Mamrim Halacha, Gimel quotes this Gemara, and he writes, V'lo yikare loy b'shmoy, loy b'chayav, v'lo b'moysay. Even after a person's parent passes on, he should not call his parent by their name. Ela oimer Abba Mari. And the Rambam actually continues with a very interesting chiddush, which is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. Perhaps we'll talk about it another week. We'll hold off on that for now, because it ends up getting into a separate discussion. Let's try to stay focused on the halach of the Gemara itself, which is telling us that a person does not mention his father's name. Rather, what should he say? Avi Mari. So a person wants to quote his father. His father told him a story. His father told him something. He wants to say over halacha, or we'll discuss today, really the focus is going to be when a person wants to call up his father to speak an aliyah. Let's say he's speaking Barabim and he wants to say Birshus. Very often you'll see that when a person is speaking and his parent is in the crowd, he wants to, that's the proper covet, is to take Rishus from the parents. He'll say Birshus what? Avi Mari. That's what the Gemara says. A person should call his parent Avi Mari. And certainly the halacha would hold true for a mother as well. He would say Imi Marasi, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, but that I believe is obvious as well. That goes hand in hand with Kibud Av, is Kibud Em as well. Now, let's see the Yamshel Shleima on this Gemara. He brings up a very interesting piece of, I can't say a piece of history, but you'll see how he brings some of the practical points of it, bringing from the words of the Rishonim themselves, how they addressed their parents and their Rabbeim, and based on that, he wants to bring out a point in Halacha. Zok the Yamshel Shleima. It's on, again, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. It begins, the Dibra Maschel Su Tanya. Chacha Mishan Hashem Aviv V'Shem Rabbi. Turgumon Ein Mishan Aloy Shem Aviv Aloy Shem Rabbi. And then he brings the part of V'Chi Turgumon Labar Chiyuva El Amar Rav Hashem Aviv Shal Chacham V'Shem Rabbi Shal Chacham. So when the Turgumon says over the name of the father of the Chacham, he can say it because it's not his father. Ki Hala Ma'am Rav Ashki Avadar Shiyas Bepirka Yu Amar Avi Mari V'Amar Pirish Huz Amar Miturgumay Omar, he would say, Hachi Omar Ravashi, because of a Rambam, Vizel Shoinai, Lo Yikar Enu Bishmoi, Le Bechayev, Le Bemoise, Le Omer Avi Mari, and that is the end of this halacha, and then he gets into the other halacha. Let's skip now, where he talks about this other halacha of Shem Acherim, to the top of the second column here. Vechei Nira Iker. Here he starts discussing an interesting point. Vechei Nira Iker. That what? Shaharosh, Hiskir Es Rabbi Maharam Bishmoi Rabbeinu Meir. You look in the Svarim of the Rishonim, you'll see that all the time they will quote the name of their own Rabbeim, B'Shem, right? Now, let's just for clarity's sake, let's just take a step back for a second. There is a profound distinction between Dibur and Ksiva. That's a discussion unto itself. Can you write your parents' name? You'll see very often Rashi Yeshiva or Admirim will write Chveiz, you know, Ben Ladoni Avi Meir Rabbi, with all these Hakadosh Hatzadik, they'll always write that for their parent, right? That's not necessarily mandated in halacha. That may just be an extra level of kavod, but strictly in halacha speaking, in terms of Shulchan Aruch, the pash this is the ksiva is lav kedibur, and it's mutter to write a parent's name. It's not an issue at all. So when the Yamshel Shleima over here is saying that the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Meir, I don't think he means merely the fact that it's written in the svarim of the Rosh Rabbeinu Meir. It seems that he would even say, he's inferring from the fact that he wrote it that he would say this as well, that the Rosh would say my Rebbe Rabbeinu Meir, meaning the Rosh was only writing what he would say over as well. It seems that I believe that he's understanding that not only did the Rosh write Rabbeinu Meir and the other Rishonim as well, we'll see in a moment, but he also would quote him as being Rabbeinu Meir. So he's saying, how could he quote him Rabbeinu Meir? We just saw the Gemara says, you can't quote, say over something in the name of a parent, Bishmoy. But who are then? Obviously we know a Rebbe is the same. There's a din of Meir Ava'ein, and there's a din of Meir Rabbi, which is a separate simon, a simon Reshman base, two simonim later. But the same way there's a din of Meir Av, there's a din of Meir Rebbe. So how could he quote his Rebbe by name, Rabbeinu Meir, which is the Maram Rotenberg? Ella, me'achar shahoyo loy efsher share chachamim shahoyo rabbeisav imkein hutzrich lahaskiroi. So he did add the word Rabbeinu. He didn't just say Meir. He said Rabbeinu Meir. But still, in the Gemara, it doesn't say that he said Rabbeinu Ravashi. He just said Avi Meiri. So you see that even mentioning the name at all is an issue. Zokta Yam Shoshalim, a tremendous chiddush. That when it comes to a Rebbe, a person may have more than one Rebbe. So imagine the Rosh would write, or he would say, Meiri V'Rabbi Omar. My Rebbe said. Well, who's he talking about? Who says he only has one Rebbe? Maybe he has more than one Rebbe. Masha en kein, when a person is quoting their father, obviously a person only has one father. Person says Avi Meiri, it's very obvious who they're talking about. So
the Torah
though,
very obvious.
Oh, very good. You mechavim to the Yom Shoshalim is kasha. 1 second. So let's mamash get there in the mamash in a second. So at first he says that there's a distinction between a Rebbe and a father, because a Rebbe, he may have more than one Rebbe. So just by limiting him to say Meiri v'Rabbi or something to that effect, that's not going to give people an understanding who he's talking about. So he's mochrach, he says. He has no choice. He has to say, Meir v'Rabbi, Pliny, whichever Rebbe he's talking about. Masha'en ken a father. It's very obvious, as long as he says Avi Meiri, so he used the proper title of Kavod, and at the same time, everyone knows who he's talking about. Masha Omer Rabbeinu Meir, Hava Ki'ilu Meshana Shmuel Kavod, Dug Mazu Matzino Lahedi Perakam Ad Pesachim, Gami Omer Rach V'Omer Reb Yehuda, Hare Harabayis, Stav Kaflaya, this is the memory in the Gemara there that he was quoting Rabbi Yehuda. Because of Atesis, the Mishumhachi Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Veloy Omer Rav Yehuda, a Kamoshu Muska Bechol Atamu, Mishum Shayi Rabbi Movik, Karile Rebbe, Adkan. Memelo Shahergo Likros Lechol Chacham, Reb, Yeshana Oisai, Vikr Oisai Rabbeinu Pliny. Instead of saying Reb, if a person is quoting his own Rebbe, he should say Rabbeinu, or Reb Pliny, Rebbe Umayri. So he should add the title, of course, of Rebbe Umayri or Rabbeinu, but at the same time, he may say also the name of the Rebbe. Uba Aviv, Bechol Inyan Asa Lahaskir Shmai La'olam, Ela Avi Meiri. And that's it. Kedil El. He shouldn't say Avi Meiri, Reb, Pliny, and then say the father's name. Just Avi Meiri, and that's it. Vatam, She'en Le'ela Avechad, you only have one father. Ve'en Kan Makam Litis. There's no room for error for anyone to think that he's talking about someone else. Oh, but if that's the case, like Baruch was asking, V'yesh makshin al hatur. So then let's ask on the tour who constantly quotes Shekosav va'adoini avi harash. Not only was he his Rebbe, the Rosh was his father. And throughout the entire tour, you could barely pass a simon without the tour mentioning his father va'adoini avi harash. How does he call his father by his name? Lama iskir b'shmai v'lekosav avi mari. If he would have just said avi mari, we all know who he's talking about. He only has one father. V'roitzim l'schalik. Oh, so I apologize. Here, Hitaka is Mechali between Piv and Ksiva, and that's a discussion in the Achreinim, in the later Achreinim, what the halacha is, Legabe Ksiva. But he seems to understand over here, at least, that Ksiva would be the same problem as Dibur. No, there's no Rai. Why? Shehu hiskiro beloshen tzach. Bemilas kovod ushvach va'adoini ovi arosh. Ratzaloymar. Roish l'chol Yisrael. Why is the Rosh called the Rosh? Right? So, until last week, I always believed that he's called the Rosh because his name is Rabbeinu Asher, right? Simple as that. They're all like all the Rishonim, the Rashbos, of Shlomo ben Aderes, all the Rishonim are called by the name of, by an acronym of their real name. The Rosh is Rabbeinu Asher. He says, no. That's not why he's called the Rosh. Obviously, he wouldn't call him something which didn't stim with his name. It is Rabbeinu Asher. But the reason why he chose that word Rosh is because the tour wanted to show us that the Rosh was the Rosh L'Chol Yisrael. He was the Rav Meshulchol B'nei Agoyel. He was the Gadol Adar. And in order to imply that, he would call him the Rosh. So therefore, when he said Adoni Avi HaRosh, it wasn't the same as if he would have said Va'adoni Avi Rabbeinu Asher. That would be Asher. He said he would never say that. You can't say Adoni Avi Rabbeinu Asher. Why? Because if you say Avi Meiri or Adoni Avi, that's it. We know who you're talking about. It's not necessary, and therefore it would be usher as well. Not only not necessary, it would be usher. But by the fact that he said, Adoni Avi Harosh, which he wasn't really calling him by his name, he was saying that he was the Rosh L'Chol Yisrael, that was the heter for him, for the Torah to write Adoni Avi Harosh.
Is using an acronym anyway saying that
right,
it's not the name?
Does he have to come out with the Rosh L'Chol Yisrael?
What's the
again,
problem with saying an acronym altogether?
You didn't say Asher, Rabbeinu Asher. You didn't say.
Oh, he's saying Bechlau. Why is saying
Rosh itself is not to me.
So it would seem from here that an acronym perhaps would be the same thing. Let's say a father has a nickname. So a nickname is really what everyone calls him. I don't know, the Torah, it seems like he's saying that the Torah coined this term, the Rush. Who called Rabbeinu Asher the Rush? I don't know who we could... was there anyone who was older than the Torah that we would know that it was already... There were others that already called him that. He was acknowledged as being Rosh L'Chaiso and everyone understood that was his name. It's a good point. It seems that he's indicating that, yes, even if a person's parent has a name which is not really their name. Most people don't go by acronyms today. It's not really not so fashionable. But I don't know exactly what a good parallel would be in today's day. But even something which is not really their name, but if that's how they're known, then it would also, a person should not refer to their parent that way. Unless, again, like it's an inyan of COVID. The Achrim speak out of Adad L'Mashal today. We when we talk about not mentioning a parent's name, obviously it's only the first name. It's not the last name. If you call your parent Mr. So-and-so, you don't say, oh, listen, well, you're calling your parent by his name. That's his name. That obviously is not correct. It's the first name, which is not such a bakavadika thing to do. That's why, or at least it's an extra level of covet. If you don't mention their first name, you say, you know, even in the business world, when you call someone Mr. So-and-so, that's more bakavadika than just referring to them by their first name, which is considered more casual. So for a parent, we refer to them not in a casual manner, rather with an oifen of covet. So a last name is okay. So like Rabbeinu Asher, you're saying that's like sort of like Mr. Asher, you know, like his last name. But it seems that he understood the Amshar Shlomo that there was no difference. Now, where we stand now, after seeing the Amshar Shlomo, is that it seems that, again, to call a Rebbe, you could say, Mari V'Rabbi Reb something, right? That's Mutter. Let's say somebody, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, say, Mari V'Rabbi Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? Why is he saying that? Because maybe he has more than one Rebbe. We don't know who his Rebbe is, but if he wants to quote his father, and he says, Avi Meiri, he should not say Avi Meiri Reb Plain, right? Let's say, L'mashal, very often you'll have at Simcha, you'll have one of the family members calling up for Kibudim, right? And then they call up the grandfather of the family. So he'll say, he calls up Avi Meiri, let's say one of the uncles is calling up the grandparent to the which is it's his parent, or maybe it's his shver. Also there's a chiv of kavod, maybe not the same chiv, but also a chiv of kavod. So should he says Meiri chami or Avi Meiri mechubin with a bracha, right? Or by a bris, they call up the grandparent. So what should you do? Could you say Avi Meiri Pliny? Mention the name? The Amshar Shlomo seems to say no, because as long as you say Avi Meiri, you should not mention the name. A grandfather would be a nafkamina. Why? Because a person could have more than one grandfather. You're going to say Mari Zikni, right? Or Mari Zikani, I believe, is the proper way to say it. So Mari Zikani is mechobed with a bracha. So maybe he has more than one grandfather. Grandfather is not limited to one. A father is limited only to one. And let's see the Bir Agro.
Because the shaila, you have to have kibud or mayor for a stepfather. Shaila that, for example, someone had their father passed away, and then the mother remarried, they might have quote unquote two fathers.
Yeah, but if he's calling him up for a kibbutz, so then he's calling up the one who's alive.
He's just referring in conversation.
Oh, so that's another question. Let's see. That's another very good point. What about in conversation, right? Somebody asks you, what was your father's name again, right? Or you say, oh, your name is Friedman. Which Friedman are you? Who's your father, right? So what do you say, right? You say, oh, my father was he was Reb Kalman, right? Is that what you say? Is that Mutter? How do you say the name? Or let's say they call you, they come over to you, what's your name? They call you, I want to call you up for Shlishi, what's your name? So they say, my name is Reb David Ben what? So then you say Ben Reb Moshe? But you see, you're allowed to just say your father's name, Reb Moshe? Also, all these points will be addressed in the next couple of minutes. Let's tackle it. Let's see the other few Maamar Makabis over here, and we'll get a clarity, hopefully, about what is permitted and what would fall under this category of the Amshar Shlomo, where a person should not mention his father's name at all, just Avi Meiri. So there's a Bir Agra in Siman Reish Mem Beis, which that taka refers to, that discusses the dinim of Meira Rabbi, and the if you look in the Ramah over there, the Ramah writes, in Siman Reish Mem Beis, Sif Tezvav, he talks about calling a Rebbe with his name, or not by his name, Befanav Shloi Befanav. And then he concludes with the following statement: Ramos says clearly that by a Rebbe it's mutter to say Rebbe Meiri Pliny. So he wants to quote something in the name of his Rebbe. He could say my Rebbe Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? Or Meiri V'Rabbi, or Meiri V'Rabbi the Rav Chaim Knievsky Shlita, whoever it may be, whichever Rebbe is his Rebbe, he can quote him by name. He just has to preface it by saying Mari V'Rabi, and that's it. But we saw the Amshar Shlomo also agreed to that.
Sfardim?
What?
Sfardim don't have this heter.
I don't know. I don't know where, I don't remember where the Ramah took this from. Where he drew this halacha from, what source he had. But the Ramah says that by a Rebbe clearly, but one second, is a father the same as a Rebbe? The Amshar Shlomo said not. Look in the Bir Agur over here, Ois Lam and Vav. He quotes Rashi in Sanhedrin. By the way, the Makar for a Rebbe is different than a father. The Makar of a Rebbe was from Gehazi. That Gehazi called Elisha by his name. And the Gemara Sanhedrin said that the reason why Gehazi was punished is because he called Elisha by his name. So over there, the Pasuk says he said Elisha. He didn't give him even a title of covet, nothing. He just called him Elisha. So I'm not saying if he would have called him Mari V'Rabi Elisha, it would have been mutter. That's what you see clearly, because the Gemara only says he called him Elisha. So if he would have called him Mari V'Rabi, that would be mutter. So that's what the Gemara is quoting from Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Kamashi Kosov, Bezefi Parashas Dvarim, Bevi Rashi Gam King Shom, Batanu Isi, Baha Yilachem Lahishiv Moshe Rabbeinu, and they only said Moshe. V'chein Ba'aviv, not the Gemara, V'chein Ba'aviv, not only for a Rebbe, a father too. Kisha Omar Abba Mutter. If he says Abba, it's Mutter. Kamesha Kosta Bekaman Bekaimis. You find many places in Shas. Abba Chalafta. Livtoi Abba. Yechoi Abba. Linoi Abba. Uchiyotze. I'm Asher Kosafti. Leosim Reish Mem Sefez. That he holds not only is it Mutter for a Rebbe. He disagrees with this Yamshar Shalom. He says not only for a Rebbe, even for a father. Even though a father is obvious who you're talking about. You only have one father. Still, as long as you give him that title, that's enough covet that after you give him the title, you can mention his name. So you want to say, Yamoid, Avi, Mari, Rebbe David, Ben Rebbe Moshe, it's Mutter. Why? Because you gave him the title of Avi Mari, and once you've done that, you've given him the proper covet, it's not a lack of covet to mention his name afterwards. Even though it's obvious who you're talking about. Avi Mari is only one Avi Mari. But you may answer. That's what the Gemara says. There's no difference between a father and a Rebbe. Now, so what's the problem? The obvious problem is that the Gemara, all we see from the Gemara by Kibbutz Av, or Mori Rav, like we just saw, is what did my Rav Ashi do? He didn't say Avi Mori Rav Ashi. He only said Avi Mori. That's all he said. So how could the Gemara go ahead and say that even for a father, you could say Avi Mori and then add the name if you don't see that from the Gemara? The Gemara, if that would be Mutter, why wouldn't my Rav Ashi actually gone ahead and said Avi Mori Rav Ashi? He didn't say that. So it seems to in the Gemara itself seems to indicate not like the Gro. So the Achronim address this question. Rav Moshe himself in the Igros Moshe in Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel addresses this question, and he begins. This actually is a letter you see that he wrote. Milos Kvoid Bini Yakiri Harav Hagoyin Rav David Feinstein Shlita. This was written in Tavshid Yud Tes, which is 59, quite a few years ago. Bedva bedover ma'asha hagro biyaredei simin reish mem beis if kot lamed vav soiver dekshoim a rebbe mutter likris l'rabbe l'bishmoi v'chein kosa b'mitzvah eisen brachas dafei u'bahagro soiver oy yoseh da'afilu b'loy rebbe. He doesn't even have to say Abba Mari. He could just say rak kshoim a Abba mutter lahaskir shmoi, as he says my father and then he says his name. Dehevi raya mirab yosi shoma Abba Chalafta. So what did they say? They said Abba Chalafta, Abba Livoy. All these cases in the Gemara that the Gro brought, he didn't say Avi Mari and then his name. He just said Abba and his name, and that in itself was enough. V'ahatam ulai mishum the gam Abba hu gam l'chashivus k'mayi Rebbe k'hod Abba Shol. The name Abba there wasn't just referring to a father. Abba was like his title. It was like Rebbe. You see, the Gemara calls Abba Shol. Why was he called Abba Shol? Abba was a title of esteem. They called people Abba something. It was like Reb something. To say Abba Shol was like saying Rabbeinu Shol. So memela, for a regular person just to say Abba this wouldn't be mutter. Over there, he was saying Abba as a means to use a title of chashivas. V'ayin Rashi Yevomis, shekosav the Abba hu k'may loshin nisi v'rabi. It's like mamish like my nasi, my rebbe. V'lochein, achu oviv mamish hu loshin chashivas sheshuv en g'nai k'shamaskir gam b'shmai. This is all he's saying in Svara, why Abba is a proper title that would be sufficient to call a father. Not only that, even if you first said the father's name and then Abba, you see, first was the name, then the word Abba. He just points out an interesting thing, that there's a more obvious pasuk that is a question on this idea, and that is that the pasuk says, but Yeshua said, Adoni Moshe Kloim. Right? So how could Yeshua say Adoni Moshe Kloim? So you see that as long as he gave him a title Adoni Moshe, that was enough to, now obviously it wasn't his father, it was only Adoni. It was only his Rebbe. But he says the reason why we didn't bring the Mefarsh pasuk, rather he brought the Sefri and Pashas Devarim, the Gra, is because he wanted to show that by Yeshua, he said Adoni Moshe. First he prefaced it with the title of Chashivus. Over there, in the Sefri and Pashas Devarim, you see that even if it would say Moshe Rabbeinu, which there, that's how we all refer to him as Moshe Rabbeinu, even if you say the name first and only the title Rabbeinu afterwards, that's also good enough. You can ask from Avram Avinu, right? If that's the case. Avram is a father, and we call him Avram Avinu. But I guess that Yitaka have three. There's Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You just say Avinu, right? Or the Avos HaKadoshim, and you want to refer to a specific one, you have to say his name. Otherwise, it's not clear who you're talking about.
Oh, maybe you should have failed to know Avram.
All right, so that he points out, that you see clearly, you don't have to say Avinu Avram. You don't say Rabbeinu Moshe. You can say Moshe Rabbeinu, because as long as you give that title, you can even mention the name first. And as he mentions in all those Gemaras, Livoy Abba, or I don't even know exactly what these names are. What was that?
The
Ovis Olam. I don't know exactly. It's like a Rebbe. It's more like a Rebbe than a father. Even though they are our Ovis, but...
Grandfather, great grandfather.
Right. Meaning, how far back does the din of Kibbutz Av go? We know a person has to mechabit their grandfather. Mechabit a great-grandfather, and the din is La'acha Moses. So it goes back all the... person knows he's an enikel from Rashi and the Levush, and his whole Yichas brief he has. So when he quotes these people, he calls them Avi, Mari, or Zikni. Does he have to say that? I don't know if it goes back so far. You're right. Oh, but he says, one second. One question is unanswered here. Very nice. This is all the explanation of the Gra. But the bottom line is, we start off with the Gemara that says, Avak, Hekshesa Kushu Gedela. He's referring to Reb David. He says, my son Reb David, you ask a Kushu Gedela. Mimar Barabashi Shalei Hiske Shem Aviv Af Loi Ba Miras Rav V'Loi Ba Miras Av B'Kedush Naf Lam Naf. So he said, Avi Mari. So why did he say Avi Mari Rabashi?
Why is it Chuyv to say it?
But if the Gemara wants to tell you a halacha, so it's omitting something crucial over here. It's saying that he only called him Abba Mari, and then what would be with more more than that?
The point of the Gemara is that the Maturgaman doesn't have any restrictions.
And what about for the person himself? We have to know this halacha, right? So we only know what the Gemara tells us.
Yeah.
So it's missing a major piece over here. If the halacha is like the Gemara saying, even for a father, you could say Avi, this person, or even Fakir, say the father's name and then Abba Chalafta. So why did Marbar Vashi not say that in the Gemara Kedushin of Oid Kasha? Ha'af le mekach omer Abba also b'lei Abba Mari. Af b'lei haskar shmoi b'kedushin shom ve'ech yemoto le haskar shmoi b'yisaf as Abba Levad. Not only that, you see that Marbar Vashi was machmir to say Avi Mari. He didn't just say Avi. He said Avi Mari. And in all these other Gemaras, they just said Abba. Right? They didn't say Abba Mari Chalafta. Just plain Abba, right? That's another question that he asks. V'ulai Sami, Zakur Baisha. Dirak Kishadirish Birabim also Lahaskir Shmoy. Afilu imatayrim, even with the titles Rav and Abba. Afilu Belay Hiskir Shmoy, Tsarch Loimar Dafka Abba Mari. Not merely Abba, he has to say Abba Mari, Avi Mari. Mitam, the Afsha Abu Gam Kiloshe Khashivus, Hurak Lahirim. This title, the Gemara says, Abba Chalafta, that was where Abba Shaul was a Lashon of Chashivas. That's if you want to refer to a certain gadol, and they used to call him Abba Chalafta, it showed that he was a Nasi. But if you're referring to your own father, why are you calling him Abba? Not because he was a Nasi, because you're referring to him, he's my father. Then you lose that whole Chashivas of the word Abba. It's just a practical term. He is my father. So if that's the case, if a person is referring to his own father, Berabim, Ramesha says, he should not say the father's name, number one, and even just to say Abba would not suffice. He has to say Avi Mari and not mention his father's name if it's Barabim. Avo, Kishaben Omer Abba have appear shu aviv doy nikabze shum chashivas. Avo shaloi Barabim have ha iser rak kishemasker Hashem levad. The imperim with the title of Karav v'Odim v'Abba afiu leben loymer Abba muter gamkin lahasker Hashem the af shal ben enze pirsh chashivas el shu aviv. He's really saying Abba just to refer to him as his own father. It's vakovidik. The Gemara over there was talking about that he was saying over Halach in the Beis Medrash. So over there, where he's saying Halach in the Beis Medrash, he doesn't say Avi Mari Rabashi, because Rabbim, you have to have a different level of kavod in order to display chashivas for a parent. Betzina, right? Obviously, a person has to have kavod for his parent wherever he goes. But the display of that's always the mitzvahs, right? When a person, when they announce someone barabim, they suddenly start adding all the titles, right? And when they hang up a sign, tzadik baliir, agan samai, so they start adding titles. The derech ha'olam is that when you barabim, you automatically add on greater amount of titles and give more kavod, since that's the derech ha'olam. So if a person would not do that, then he's taking away from the kavod of his parent. Masha'en kein, if it's patina, if it's only privately, he's trying to mention who his father is, then he could just say, Avi Mari and replain, or my father, plain. As long as he says that, that would be enough for Kibud Av. Now let's skip the next paragraph a minute ago, because we're running out of time over here. I don't want to go too long. The Gemara said, then skip the paragraph, go to the following paragraph where he says, Avaladina. He says, Avaladina, Royal Hachmik Marshal. Then he retracts from Moshe. He says, no. You should be machmir like the Marshal Biyam Shashloimah, Shom, Shehuka Pashtas HaGemara, Ve'en Chilik Bein Barabim, L'Shalib Barabim. Elderach Barav Yeshiyesh Tzerech, Kedei Shiyedu Mihu Moter, V'loi Ba'av. He retracts. He says, by a father, even Betzinah. Shehu Rak Echa, you only have one father. V'miyesh Tzerech, Nire Sha'af Ba'av Moter Gam L'Marshal. But then he says, if there's a Tzerech, then you can use the father's name like the Marshal, even according to the Marshal, Kegoyim Baha, that's a different halacha that a person, if he was doing something anyways, he should attribute the kavod to his father. And the halacha over there is, he says, Bishvil Abba. And he doesn't say, Bishvil Avi Mari. So you see that if there's a tzarech, you don't have to say Avi Mari. Shem en yodin sheplani shemechad lezhi waviv, mot lahaz kishmai, v'gam mashu she'en tzarech loymer oz Bishvil Abba Mari. D'lo hiski besim reishvim sevav v'din zashim Abba Mari, v'atam, kivon shemavake she'yichabdu Bishvil Avi, harin nire shemechavid la'ovid, v'lachin en tzarech liyoseh. So he seems to remain, number one, with the concept that if it's not barabim, perhaps you could be mekel. And then he says also, if there's a tzarech, if there's a real need for it, then at the same time it would not be necessary. Then you also could mention the father's name. But then let's talk about this case for a minute, where the person, this is the title of the shir, the gabbai dilemma. Let's say the gabbai wants to call up his father for an aliyah. It happens very often, actually, at a family simcha. Right, where they have their own minion, and one of the children, someone's being the gabbai, and then the father, the grandfather, they have to call him up for an aliyah. So what do you say? What should he say? Yamoid, right? Or actually in Arashul, right? The gabbai, his father, davens together with the same as Medrash, the son and the father. So what do you say? Yamoid what? Avi Mari? Or Yamoid Avi Mari, and then his name. So Rav Moshe seems to say that since it's Barabim, so you should not call him up with his name. Or another point he makes is, that if there's a tzarech, right? Over here, there's no tzarech. Because as long as he says Avi Mari, it's obvious. He only has one father. There's no special tzarech over here. So let him just call up Avi Mari. So let's see the next tshuva over here from, well, first let's see actually a small piece from the Aruch HaShulchan, how he actually limits the issue even more. He says, it's in Sif Tes Vav, in Simon Reish Mem. Here he says, V'tmiyani, hod matin b'sef perakam in the Gittin, Reb Destoy b'Reb Yani Omar. So Reb Destoy, the son of Reb Yani, said the following. Ilu Hargues Destoy. If Destoy would be killed, Minosan Liyanai Abba Bar Kamaisi. And this is one of the Gemara's the Gra quoted. Liyanai Abba. It's not Linoi. It's Liyanai Abba Bar Kamaisi. So he called his father Yanai Abba. Reb Shimba Yechai Omar Ani Omer Liyoichai Abba. V'Reb Yosi Omar Afilo Abba Chalaf Tebeinei. V'Yakov Omar V'Shem Avosi Avram Mir Yitzchok. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'Yitzchok. Ushloima Omar, David Avi. Ulavadza Holy Omru Abba Mari El Abba Stam. They didn't add the word Mari like it says in the Gemara in Kedushim where we began. The Gama Gemara Isa Omar Loi Abba Mikra Kosov. The Chenam of Yudu Loavi, the Emes Begemara, Loi Nimtsa Shetzorach Loima Abba Mari, Ella, Kesha Omer, Dover, Dvar Halacha, Mishmei Barabim. The Harachachach is a big Kiddush. He says, all you see in the Gemara is when they were dashing Barabim, he was saying over a shear. That's a big maimed, a maimed of covet. He's saying over a shear, and he's going to say over something in the name of his father by the shear. Only then does he have to say Avi Mari. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you really have a big kula. You never have to say, you can always mention the father's name, Avi Mari, and then add his name at any event, any setting, other than what? Other than if you're saying over a shear in the name of the father. But if you want to give him an aliyah, you want to call him up for a kibud, or you want to even mention him Barabim, you say B'shus Avi Mari, not so relevant, people don't usually do that, but any setting where you want to mention the father's name, you just preface it with Avi Mari, or maybe even Abba.
He seems
and
like you're not. You brought from Yaakov, you say Tavra Yisrael, Shlomo said David Avi, but it doesn't say that.
No, v'shem avoisei avar mitzvah. Avoisei. L'chori, it would have to be with avoisei. Doesn't say mayri, but it says avoisei. You have to give a title, but the this iser, this limitation that we have, that you should only, the limitation that you cannot even mention the parent's name at all, he says is only limited to a case where you're saying a shir, saying over a dvar chiddush and halacha in their name. But Rabbi Moshe didn't say that. Rabbi Moshe distinguished between barabim and biyachid. So in shul, that's barabim, right? Person in shul, they want to call up their father to an aliyah, that's barabim. They want to call up their parent to a kibud at a simcha, that's barabim. They shouldn't call up avi mayri with the person's name. Only avi mayri, and that's it. But mashenkin, if they ask the person, what's your name? Lamasha, they asked you, what's your father's name for an aliyah, right? So what are you, from Yishevech? So Lachar, you should say at least Reb or Rav. I don't know exactly what the title should be. You should say Avi. Come up with you. What's your name for aliyah, right? You say Reuben ben Yaakov. But you say Reuben ben Rav Yaakov. Something like that, right? You don't want to confuse the Gabbai.
You say Ben,
you're already inferring that it's your father. That in itself is the covet. But that I would say, even though you're in shul, that's not Barabim. You're not announcing that to the Rabbim. That you're just telling the Gabbai what your name is, that he should call that out to the Rabbim. So you can say that, according to Rav Moshe. Now, let's see, there's an interesting tshuva here from the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi, Albert, who is the Eretz Tzvi? You always like it. We should mention who these, so to speak, obscure Svarim are. He's not so obscure. The Eretz Tzvi was the Kozhik Lava Goyim. He was the Rosh Hashiva and Chacham in Lublin. We all know that Rav Meir Shapiro passed away in 1933, I believe. Not very close proximity to when the time the Chavetz Chaim passed away. I'm sure a few months difference between the Chavetz Chaim and the Rav Meir Shapiro. And who filled his position as the Rosh Hashiva, was one of the great Goyim in Poland at the time. His name was the Kozhik Lava Goyim. His name, I believe, was Aryeh Tzvi Framer, was his name. And he was the Rosh Hashiva Chacham Lublin up until the war. I believe he was killed in the war, if I'm not mistaken. He wrote numerous Svarim on Al HaTorah and Chuvas Eretz Tzvi. People wrote him from all over Poland. He was a tremendous Goyin. And he wrote about this case, Asher Nistapik. It's in Simen Tzadik Chelik Alf, Simen Tzadik Zayin. Asher Nistapik, Vemisha Kar Lalis LaTorah. In Mutter Likris La'ofi Bishmoy. So he's the Gabbai in Shul. And he wants to give his father an Aliyah. Could he call up his father by his name? The Chigdor writes clearly, we saw the Yam Shoshlem, it says in Kedushin, he has other rabbis. The Rai Lodivri Yam Shoshlema, like we said from the Gemara, the Maisi, the Otsal Haskashem Ovid, Mihal Omer Mab Ravashi, Kiavadorish Pirka of Omer Abba Mori, Vahamari Omer Hachi Omer Ravashi, Hine, the Afil Boloshin, Ovi Mori, Otsal Haskashmoi, my Ravashi did not say Ovi Mori and then Ravashi, he didn't say Ravashi at all because it seems that it's Otsal. Hine, Divri Birka Yosef, Beshem Skene, Hagoin HaKadosh, Chesed Lavram, which is Abavram Azgoy, the grandfather of the Chidah. Berurim de muter lahasker shem aviv k'shoemer av k'mevur b'chamakim v'divri, like we see in the other gemaras of chedah abachalafta and the like v'divri hagoyin ishalekim zatzal hanal ain't sorry chizuk, you need no proof v'chei matzasi b'shla parshas vayichi, he says the same idea u'bahad the kedushin lamed aleph k'leiratzal hasker shem aviv. What are we going to do with that gemara? Afiyom tevas abba mori tzarchleimer dezeho ra k'ein dechia. I don't know what that means. He's not someone to spell from this gemara. Okay, that's what he did. Doesn't mean that you can't do otherwise. Maybe like you were saying, Baruch, that he called him Abba Mari. Do you have a riot that you're not allowed to say Abba Mari Rabashi? You have no riot to that. Ve'echa de'efshir, b'lav hachi, ein lahaska shem over. So ein echanami. If it's not necessary, then you should not mention the father's name. Afil b'chai gavna. Ach, likreis la'oviv lalis la'teiro, ditzorech dafko likreisei b'shmoi, k'may shakosa b'sefer avnei nezer, u'b'sefer Yeshua Smalki, which is Rabshi Lekutna, chashuv k'may efshir la'adurin. He says, but where it's necessary to mention his name, and he feels that when you call someone up to the Torah, maybe it's Afi Kabbalah, I don't know why, it's necessary to mention the person's name. You have to mention the person. Why is it that Stam, the Gabbai always says, Yamai Pleini Ben Pleini, right? Couldn't figure out a better system. The Gabbai has to come, and the guy's a guest, you don't know his name, send him over to find out what his name is. Just say, you, Yamai, that come up, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi. Why do you have to mention his name? He said, because that's the halacha. You have to mention the person's name. I don't know exactly why. I didn't look up in the Yeshua's Malke why he feels it so crucial. But you have to mention the person's name when you call him up. Therefore, he says, since it's necessary, so that's why, even for a father, you would be allowed to mention his name. And then he says, not only that, I believe the Yam Shoshlem agrees to me. Why? Umashikasa b'shem Yam Shoshlem Kedushin, the Dafkul Rabbi Mutta Likrash Yerplaini, Avaloy La'aviv, Mnesha Ein Loy Ela Av Echad, Iyanti b'yam shleima. V'chein the cause of ikar hachilik b'shem the rabbi efshe sheyesh le'oid. V'm yoyim estam rabbi lo yodu el miyam yiram zin milov. We don't know who he's referring to. Alkein mochach lefarish shemay. Why does he have to say the rabbi's name? Because he may have more than one rabbi. So basically, he's forced into saying it. The heter is, what's the heter to call his rabbi by his name? Because he's forced to, right? Oh, you're forced to? So you can mention it. Oh, at this, if that's the case that you're forced to, he says, so when you call someone out taliyah, since the halacha is that you have to call him up b'shmai, so you're also forced to. So if you're forced to up there, you can mention it. The bottom one, of the nekud of the Am Shel Shleima is, wherever you have no choice, in truth, there's no difference between a father and a rabbi. A rabbi also shouldn't call it by name. No, boss, he has more than one rabbi, so you have no choice. He says, here also you have no choice. Since you have to call up a person to an aliyah by their name, so you have no choice, so it would revert to the same halacha that you have by a rabbi, and you would say, Yamoid Avi Mari, Abruvim ben Rabbi Yaakov. And you can say his name. Vim Kain, Zeh Smach Ledvari, not only is it not a raya against me, rather it's a raya to my point, the Dafka Hecha, the Efshe B'lei Askar Shemai Oser, but over here, we are, it's impossible otherwise, a person would be permitted to call up their father to aliyah, B'Shemai. Now let's look at one final Mara Malkum over here from the Pesachei Tshuva on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which is in Simon Reish Mem Sif Beis. That's the halacha of not calling a father by name. And look what the Pesachei Tshuva brings. Oiz Beis in the Pesachei Tshuva. The words are a bit small over here. V'nir li, de'macherim shoyal mimenu ben miata. Who's your father? What's his name? Friedman? Which Friedman? Borough Park? Where are you from? Which one? There's so many. Mutu loy malahem ben repleniani. Well, I'm the son of Reb Kalman. I'm the son of Reb David. V'raya lezeh mimashikosa marshal b'yam sheshleima perakam of the Kedushin, simen tamachay, the ha-harosh hiske rabbi maram b'shmoy b'vnei shahoyo loy shay chacham, shahoyo rabbi, so he had more than one rabbi. Hutzrich laskir, it became necessary for him to mention, to specify who he was referring to. Uba aviv b'chol in yinoser, why, m'shit m'pnei, she'en loy ela avecha. V'ho da hator hiske yourself, b'vnei shehiskiroy b'losh and kovid, harosh, like we saw, kolay merosh l'chol yisrael. Ad kan dvav, that was the Yam Sheshleima. If Cain concludes the Pesachei Tshuva, Kisha Hotzech Lahaskiroi She'en Yoiden Oisai Gam Ba'oviv Shari. Oh, so pray and ask you, what's your name? Mutter. You could say, my name is Pliny. Oh, who's your father? You can say who your father's name is. Why? Because again, based on that Yam Shel Shleima, you see this, he brings the same point as the Eretz Tzvi, that if it's necessary, because otherwise you can't converse, the person doesn't know who you're talking about, then you're allowed to say. The Eretz Tzvi is taking it a step further, because when you call up your father to the Torah, you say, and your father is present in the shul, and you say, Yamoid Avi Mari. So then it's quite obvious. So your father knows you're talking to him. Everyone else probably also knows you're talking to his father. The Chiddush, the Eretz Tzvi says, is that since the halach is that you call up a person by name, that in itself is considered a necessity to mention the person's name. But let's say if you're in conversation.
Say Reb.
Reb, yeah. But no worse than anybody else. You call up anybody, you say Reb, right? So
I just noticed over my stint, some people, and I myself like as well, so like when asking what I say Reb before my father's name, other people just say the name. So maybe you should be obligated to at least say Reb.
The Pesachei Tshuva seems to indicate you wouldn't even, that would not even be necessary.
He said, Ben Rebbe Pliny.
Oh, he says Ben Rebbe Pliny? You should say Reb. Maybe. But you don't have to say Avi Mari, and you could say his name, right? Here's another classic case. When the Gabi approaches you, what's your name for an aliyah? Or you say, my name is Baruch Mordechai Ben Pliny, Ben Avi Meiri. It's not going to help him, right? He has to know what your father's name is. So you'll be allowed to tell him what your father, or in conversation, you'll be permitted to say the father's name. You should say Reb, like you mentioned, you should say Reb.
When you call your father, how did you do it?
So that really is a question.
You called your father.
According to some, it would seem that you just say Avi Meir and that's it. The Eretz Tzvi, and it seems that the Avnei, I don't recall what I did in the past, and I'm not sure what the halacha should be even.
Now, the Eretz Tzvi says Avi Meir, Avi Meir, plenty
of money. No, but his chiddush is you can say Yamad Avi Meir and then say the father's name. You don't have to just say Avi Meir and finish.
You don't have to.
No, he owes you. No, that's the whole heter. The heter is based on the fact that you have to. Since you have to, that's why it becomes mutter.
Now you'd like to point out that even according to the Eretz Tzvi,
by a simcha, let's say under a chuppah or by a bris, you're calling up a parent, there you should not say his name. You certainly should not say his name. You want to call up the zayde to the bris, you say the avi mari mechub mitzan the kois. You don't say avi mari reb something, because there you don't have this halach of calling up a person to the Torah, and there you talk, you should not say his name. Again, right, if there's a Zayda, then you fall back on the Am Shel Shleima's klal, that wherever it's not clear, you can always, it's always permitted for clarity, to say, to specify which one of the two, or maybe more even, that you mean to call up. Okay, everybody say Ashikaya.